Doctor
away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Our food for the day. Love these little segments that we do, but our food for the day is cayenne pepper. Now, amazingly enough, cayenne pepper has a lot of medicinal properties. Great for the body. Unbelievable. Great for kidney health. People that have been dealing with potential dialysis and kidney renal failure have seen tremendous results by using cayenne pepper. The cayenne pepper does several things, but increases metabolism by immediately influencing venous structure. Is nothing short of amazing with its effects for the circulatory system as it feeds vital elements into the cell structure, capillaries, veins, arteries, and helps adjust blood pressure to normal levels. Yes, cayenne pepper for high blood pressure. Just said that. Certainly one of the core uses, but cayenne cleans arteries as well. It helps rid the body of the bad LDL cholesterol and triglycerides. Considering that heart disease is the number one killer in America, it's pretty significant. Cayenne is also great for the stomach and the intestinal tract. It stimulates the peristalsic motion of the intestines for rebuilding the tissue in the stomach, facilitating healing with the stomach and intestinal ulcers. Cayenne pepper for ulcers is not something most would have considered, but I can testify, like in this article we're reading through here, it's remarkably capable of cayenne. So here's some key benefits for cayenne pepper. The herb is great food for the circulatory system. Remember that. Cayenne regulates the flow of blood from the head to the feet, so the pressure is equalized. It influences the heart immediately and then gradually extends the effects to the arteries, capillaries, and nerves. And frequently, if the pulse is not increased, but it's given more vigor. Human circulation, it's warming, dilating, specific for varicose veins, is very good as a counter-irritant as well, as it brings blood to the surface and allows toxins to be taken away. So one thing you need to be having in your little cupboard or cabinet there is cayenne pepper. Incredible for the circulatory system and for the heart. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. What's up?
Yes, I have a question about PSA test for prostate. And I've had approximately 4 biopsies, but they all come back negative. Do I need to continue to take the biopsies when they offer it to me? Or is there something in my diet that's causing the enlargement?
Well, the prostate itself is probably something in your diet causing it for sure. But now, how long has this been going on? Has this been going on for a while or is this fairly new?
It's been going on for about 3 years, I guess. About two years.
What is your prostate number, the PSA number? What are they?
It was a four. It was like a 8. Then it went up to about a 10 or 11.
Okay.
And then it dropped back down.
That's good.
And the doctor put me on Evidort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To take the swelling. So about a year ago, I had another biopsy done, and he, of needles, 12 sticks to try to get all over, the prostate.
Sure.
So that when they test it, see if there's cancer there. But each time, this is my 4th one that I've had, and they still come back negative.
There's certain foods you want to eat on a regular basis, and there's also certain supplements that you can take that can support the body for prostate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very good.
Right.
So the avocado is really good. Every single day you should eat an avocado. It's great. The fatty acids are really good for the body. but it contains a component in it called beta-cysterol. And the beta-cysterol is really, really good for prostate health. It helps lower inflammation around the prostate, supports prostate health, just phenomenal when it comes to the health of the prostate. So that's one thing that you can do. Saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, those are really good. Zinc is really important, too. The zinc is the top mineral that our body needs so much for overall prostate health, but also our testosterone levels. And testosterone, as you know, male hormone, is so critical and so important for our body. Now, there's debate on it whether low testosterone can affect the prostate or too high of a level. Really, the bottom line is a little byproduct of testosterone called DHT. And then, are they getting your blood test done? How often are they doing your blood test right now for the PSA?
Well, I got to go back, and it's been about six months, close to a year, for 6 months, and he wanted to do another PSA.
Yeah, that's smart. You want to stay on top of that. And here's
yes,
the key.
Sir.
See, so the key is, for prostate cancer, is the adage is, if the PSA doubles within a year, That's when it's a good, strong indicator that you're probably dealing with cancer. So if it goes from, like you said, it was 8 and it jumped to, what, 11 or 12?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big jump, and you really need to be aggressive with it and stay on top of it and make sure that it comes down. But if it were to go from, say, 8 to 16, that would be very significant. And so you'd really want to be careful at that point. But, yeah, I mean, with everything you got going on, just focus on prevention right now, because every 6 months they're going to probably want to check that prostate, if not less than that. And so every single day, every minute of the day that you have to work on the prostate, to do everything you can to keep it healthy, that is such a key for you right now. And that's what you want to focus on, doing everything you can to keep that prostate healthy and eating the foods every single day, keeping your testosterone levels at a moderate level. Eating the right kind of foods, healthy fats, 30% of your diet in good, clean, healthy fats, omega 3, 6, and 9, staying away from a lot of the saturated fats, and keeping your body overall healthy. I mean, that's the key with prostate health. And it's such, literally, if you can stay ahead of the game with prostate health, it's so important because it's a slow grower. So prostate cancer, if you find just a little bit, it's such slow growing that you'll be able to manage it later on. And they always say, with prostate, that something will kill you first, something else will kill you before prostate cancer will. But at the end of the day, you want to know, you want to do everything you can to steer clear of any kind of cancer. So prevention is the key. High amounts of green leafy vegetables, green food supplements are very, very good. Keep the body alkaline. There's a pH balance within the body, alkalinity and acidity, and keeping the body more alkaline in balance with that is a real key in what you want to do. So keeping everything balanced in the midline is something that's so important, especially when you're dealing with the prostate. Yeah, I would definitely focus on prevention with that. That is always a good, strong key. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, diabetes cuts years off lifespan in Americans. Right now, diabetes cuts about 8.5 years off the lifespan of the average 50-year young person compared to the 50-year young person without diabetes, new research indicates. A study also shows that older adults with diabetes have a lower life expectancy at every age compared to people who do not have the disease. For example, researchers say the difference at age 60 is 5.4 years. It's the 1 year by 90. Pretty impressive. Diabetes is becoming an epidemic. What are we doing as a people to make a difference, to steer clear of it? Well, you can change your lifestyle. Remember, it's one of the number one lifestyle-related health challenges, and you can make a huge difference just by changing the way you eat, adding in exercise, and changing your mindset.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 19, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1673.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1715.23, $857.62 for a half ounce, or $428.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1715.23, $857.62, and $428.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
out of sight.
Holiday time right now. What are you thinking about? You thinking about going shopping all the time, everybody spending money, going around to get presents and all that sort of thing? Or are you going to the Christmas parties? Running around to the parties and everybody's got all the good things to eat. Guarantee you, most of them are not gluten-free. Of course not. And are you going to be eating and snacking like crazy and gain that holiday 10 or 15 pounds and then hit the New Year's resolution and say, oh, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to eat what I want right now because New Year's is right around the corner. And then New Year's comes around and you get too busy and you'll say, well, spring's right around the corner. Come March 1st, I'm going to get in shape. It's swimsuit season. I'm going to get on the cardio. I'm really going to get my diet together. And then March comes around. And they've got other reasons. There's always a reason why you can't achieve your health goals. And here on the show, we want to help you achieve your health goals. There's always a way. But you have to have the hope to know that you can. You have to have the ability to believe that you can. You have to have the tools to know that you can. And that's what we want to help you do right here. If you have questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. And talk about one of the toughest, this one I'll talk about tonight, one of the toughest obstacles you have to overcome to reach your health goals. What's the one thing that's holding you back? You talk to me about that. We're going to talk about what it takes to overcome that one thing that's holding you back. You call 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and now go with Ann. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. Hello, Ann. You with us?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. How can we help?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I have torn a lateral ligament on my knee. On my kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
I fell out of a canoe, as embarrassing as that is to say,
it's okay.
A couple months ago, and it wasn't very deep, and I landed on the rocks, and it didn't swell a lot, but it bruised really bad. And I have been limping around for the last 2 months. I'm one of these underemployed. I had a wonderful job with insurance. Now I have a wonderful job, but no insurance.
Right.
And I called my regular doctor and talked to his nurse, and she said that with an X-ray, they really wouldn't be able to tell and suggested me to go see an orthopedic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And the orthopedic surgeon wants a minimum of $400, and if they do an MRI, you're looking at $1,700 to $2,200.
That's right. It's a lot.
And I just really can't afford it right now, and my question is, if I just ignore the pain, I've been hobbling around and, you know, I put ice on it and everything, but if I just continue to ignore this, will I do any permanent damage to my knee? It feels very unstable. It's very painful, but it's just one of those things that I just don't have the money right now.
I understand. Well, let's break it down just a little bit. When you got out of the canoe, what happened? Did your knee twist?
It did. I believe it twisted and it hit the rocks.
But did it give out before you hit the ground?
No.
Did it twist and pop?
No, when I hit.
It was when you hit. And it's been hurting ever since, right?
Yes.
The only way they can really tell the soft tissue and what's going on is an MRI. I mean, that is true. But the thing is, you definitely don't want to just suck it up and just wait. Because what's happening is it's already probably, if it tore, it's already healed, torn
mm-hmm.
by this time. So even if a surgeon were to look at it and they saw it torn on the MRI, they'd have to go back in and repair it.
Somebody said something about a cadaver ligament.
Yeah, they usually do that. Well, they'll do that with it. It's called a lateral collateral ligament. That's the one you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about. And then you got the medial collateral ligament. And the anterior cruciate ligament is the one that tears in the middle of the knee that makes everything unstable. So, like, when you're walking, it feels like the knee's going to buckle.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's the anterior cruciate ligament. If that tore, you definitely need to get that fixed because your knee will always be unstable. Now, the muscles around the knee, you can build those up and you can hold them and potentially keep it strong.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you'll need to get it corrected. So, I mean, yeah, the MRI is the only thing that's really going to go in and be able to look at it and dissect it at this point in time. But it would be worth it. Dig around a little bit. And I know you've got an orthopedic that you can go to for $400, but there's some faith-based clinics around different areas. If you'll do the research and and ask, or maybe there's someone even where at our office that could help you find something in your area that's more faith-based, that has a, they have discounted rates, and they connect with hospitals that give free care away, and there's people that will do that, and maybe they'll be able to help you find an MRI at a lower rate, or even to get into an orthopedic surgeon for a cheaper rate as well. Someone that would take you and that would obviously spend the time with you to be able to help you. And that's the route you'd want to go. But first and foremost, I would, at least if you can't get the MRI because it's too expensive, I would go in and talk with someone, another orthopedic surgeon, see if you can get an opinion at least with them to lay their hands on you and actually do the, their different orthopedic tests. You can test the ligaments and see if things are torn, and they can gauge pretty well if it has been torn or not. Because if you're going to spend that kind of money, $2,000 on a test, if they can remotely figure it out, they may have to go in there and clean it out anyway. It'd be better to spend that money toward even a light version of surgery to go in to repair that. And a lot of surgeons really won't do surgeries unless you've had the tests done so they can verify everything. But you might just want to keep looking around. There's got to be somebody that will eventually help you in the middle of this. And I know it's tough because you've lost insurance, and it's a tough time. That's why we do our free health clinics with Diagnosis Hope. And we do those periodically. We'll be doing some next year. But, of course, that doesn't have surgery involved, and it doesn't have MRIs. But if you could find someone to talk to, even go, just go to a faith-based clinic and just ask them. A lot of them have connections with specialists that, with people in your financial situation, it's more of a financial hardship, that they'll do what they can to help you. You may have to pay a little bit, but maybe not quite so much. And that's the route I would go. In the meantime, if it is ligament, just a little tidbit, manganese is a great mineral that helps ligaments strengthen and repair. In cod liver oil, the omega-3 fatty acids, along with vitamin C, can help. It's just good nutrition for all connective tissue. And that can be something that's not going to fix it, but it can help. Okay, stay in touch with us on that.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, you talk about it, and you want to know about it, that's what we do here on this show. You're dealing with it? Call me. Let's talk about it. Because the body is amazing. If it can get sick, it can also get well. You can lifestyle your way into getting sick. You can lifestyle your way out and get well. You just have to be willing to make the changes. So many times, people want doctors to do everything for them, but it comes down to you. It comes down to you wanting to make changes in your life, being willing to want to get well. And the second question after we always ask people, do you want to get well, is, are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well? Because the body is pretty amazing. And if you look at the way the body is made, the way the body regenerates new healthy cells every single day, old cells die off every single day, and the choices that we make every single day really do make a difference. And just like the principles we talk about here on the show, and just like the principles that I have in my book, and just like we talk about with all that we do here at Dr. Asa On Call, remember, the one thing you want never to lose is hope. Hope is the greatest bit of medicine that anyone could ever have. And that on this show, for sure, in everything that we do, we want to make sure you have that. Let's go to Joy now. Hi, Joy. Welcome to the show. I like that name, Joy.
Thank you. My 19-year-old daughter has recently become very ill with a diseased gallbladder, according to the diagnosis. And they did an ultrasound about a week and a half ago, and she only had one stone. But they said the lining of her gallbladder was thick and needed to be removed. So I'm calling on the basis of if she can get sick, she can get healed. She is scheduled for surgery next Thursday to have it removed because she just simply cannot keep anything down.
No.
So I'm calling to see what you think about that.
So the stone itself, they say, is it lodged? Is it blocking?
No.
It's not.
The test results show that it is not blocking.
It's not blocking. Okay.
Not blocking. Mm-hmm. The blood results come back, and the ultrasound both show that it's not blocking, but she simply is consistently throwing up bile.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, here's the deal. Is she can't hold anything down right now at all?
I'll say in the last 24 hours, she can hold down stuff like saltine crackers or something very, very light. But she's not able to process anything much heavier than that.
Here's the deal. When the body gets to that place, for whatever the stone's doing inside, it might be the only option. It really might. Now, I mean, there's things you can do. There's gallbladder flush that she can do and all that. But see, if she can't really hold down anything right now, it's going to be, I mean, she can do the whole apple juice and all that sort of thing for 3 days. It's where you juice organic apples, but you got to be really careful with that. I mean, if she's at that place, that's when people are just having some light cramping, some slight pain in that area, and they're going about life fairly normal. You see what I mean? So you've got to be careful. I mean, she needs to be real careful. If she's having that much of a reaction, and you know, everybody's pointing to it. I mean, have you had multiple opinions or just one doctor has told you this? Joy?
Are you there?
Yeah, we just had an issue with the phone. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We've had two opinions because we've been to the ER, two separate ERs twice, or, you know, once each. We got your book just last week and was getting ready to do the fast. But I felt like this was so severe that I needed to take her back and have a second opinion.
Good.
And I asked each medical doctor if they would recommend her cleansing her system, and of course they said no.
Yeah, of course.
So I thought, I better call Dr. Asa back.
Let's just make sure. So, no, I mean, because the thing is, she's having such a reaction right now, and it's not worth it. I mean, the gallbladder is important, don't get me wrong. But it's like they, as in medicine, as they always say, it's not a vital organ. It's not life or death. But when it starts flaring up or starts doing what it's doing, it can be. And it can be a real challenge. And so I think in the position that she's in, I mean, I kind of lean with the doctors on this one. If she's constantly throwing up and she has bile coming up if you're asking my thoughts, I don't think it's time for a flush. I think it's time to make sure she's going to be okay, really. Because if her body's reacting that hard to it, it's just too much of a challenge. But here's the thing. If they do end up taking it out, let's just, you know, if she wakes up the next day or whatever and things resolve, then that'd just be great. I mean, I'll tell you this. If she does end up having to take out, there's bile salts that she can start taking, two amino acids that will make bile salts. And she'll probably need to take them on an ongoing basis because obviously when the gallbladder's gone, then it'll be a little bit more of a challenge for her, but it's okay. I mean, the body can still function. You can still do certain things nutritionally to cause the body to work better. And, of course, she'll be able to still handle fats and digest fats, just not as well as she did before. And so you can do some little things like using glycine and taurine. Those are two amino acids, but those are the two amino acids that make the bile salts that help break down fats within the body. So, see, that would be a couple of things that can really, really help her. But I would go with that. I mean, the flush is one thing when someone is not that symptomatic. I mean, for her to be not feeling well, is she having a lot of side pain? I mean, unless she's having the vomiting.
Terrible, terrible.
Right.
They've got her on a lot of medicine right now just to eliminate a terrible thing.
They
said her it was acting colicky.
Sure.
And it was just consistently contracting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they do any type of ejection test? It's called a HIDA scan, where they inject the dye in there and see how it clears. Did they do
that? And you could see that. They showed the results of that as well. So
she's had all the tests.
She's had the tests. You know, it's just that I wanted. You know, I wanted to take a holistic approach to it.
Yes,
you know, because I believe that our bodies are created to heal themselves.
They are.
But in her case, I was really stumped. I was like, I don't know what else to do.
You're at a red line point with her. Now, when did they say they're talking about taking this out?
Next Thursday.
Okay. Are they just telling her to eat a normal diet or eat what she can until then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've given her three different types of medication just to get her through.
Have you shown them the concept of what you want to do with the flesh with just apple juice and water?
They wouldn't even consider it.
Why don't you go ask them, can she drink apple juice and water for the next week? Ask them.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt.
They're
not going to tell you no.
Simply that they're not going to advise me to do anything holistically.
Yeah, I know. But if you show it to them and just show them it's apple juice, just ask them. I mean, I know, but you do want to go with what they say. So don't get me wrong on that. You do. But I will tell you, if they think it's going to be too risky, don't do it. But I would go try to explain that to them. And even if you've got to get a third opinion in someone's office and just say, hey, look, would this be okay? And ask them. Okay? Because there has been a situation. I mean, if she's in a place right now where she can barely hold liquids down, that might be something that might be ease on her. And you don't have to you don't have to finish the flush out by using the because see, when you take the olive oil and the lemon juice at the end of that, that's what's going to cause the gallbladder to start contracting. But maybe for the next week or so, even easing up on the foods that she's eating, definitely don't have her eat anything with fat in it whatsoever, because that's going to trigger the stimulation of the cholecystokinin and it'll start causing the gallbladder to contract. But even the freshly squeezed or freshly juiced apple juice and water will be a good solution for her to drink during the next time period, and it may cause some cleansing effect to her body without that contraction. The contraction is something you need to be concerned about, because the body's already doing that, and that's why the gallbladder is kind of going haywire, the little colicky effect that it's doing. And so you definitely don't want to cause that, but if she could just drink the apple juice and water just to be more of a cleansing effect of the body, I don't think they would have a problem with that, but you might want to ask. Tell them you're not trying to do a flush. You just want to give her some light liquids if that would help, that you feel like it would help cleanse the body. And that might be something you can run by them. I don't think there's rarely a doctor out there that's going to say she couldn't drink apple juice and water. I would have that'd be kind of far-fetched. But anyway, those are my thoughts. And go with what they say. Definitely, she's having that much reaction. I side with them on the concept of taking it out. And that, if you're asking my thoughts, I think that's a wise choice. It's not worth it for her to go through all that pain and misery. The body can't heal itself. There's times, however, when the body can be a little challenged. But I think you're going down the right path, and it's good that you're getting multiple people's thoughts on it before you take the plunge. So kudos to you on that, and we'll be here any way that we can. Our scripture for the day comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. It's good stuff. It's true. You know, you were made for a purpose. You were designed for a purpose. You know, God didn't make you out of an accident. You might think he did, but he didn't. You know, the cool thing is that nobody has the same thumbprint. You don't have the same hair follicle. You don't have the same retina of the eye. Everybody has a very unique and different aspect of those parts of your body. So what does that tell us? It tells us that there's only one of you, with a great purpose that you were designed for. So no matter what you're dealing with right now, realize this. If it's an ailment, if it's a feeling of lack of purpose, feeling like you're useless, or you're going through a tough time in life, that God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. You got to step into that. This is your moment. Don't lose it.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Check us out, Facebook and Twitter, both. Do anything we can to help you, serve you, get from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Right now, we're going to go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello, how you doing?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Well, I got a weird question. I work at Heights outside a lot.
Okay.
And because of that, it's not always convenient to go to the bathroom when we need to, and we've always got empty drinking water bottles, so I use that until I can dispose of it properly. But my question is, and I've been doing this type of stuff for 10 years, but when it's cold, my urine looks normal color like anybody else's, that, you know, when I first go. But when it's cold, like it has been here in the last week or two, and it gets down in the 50s or 40s, mm-hmm. it turns milky colored. It's weird. I don't know if that is that normal or is that something to worry about or what.
So when it gets cold, it turns a milky color?
Yes, it looks like anybody else's, it, you know, when I first do it. And then when it cools off, you know, when I go get the bottle to properly dispose of the stuff, it's gross looking.
Does that have an odor to it, by chance?
Sometimes, yes.
Does it burn?
And no, and it's been this way for 10 years. I mean, as long as I've been doing this, it's been that way.
Well, have you gone to your doctor and had your analysis and had them check it out, the whole thing, and they said it's okay?
No, I haven't. I've never had any problems. I've always been very healthy.
Sure.
My diet's not the best in the world, but there have been times when I'm bad to drink Cokes and stuff, but there have been times when I've gotten off the Coke kick and drank a lot of water, and it's always that way. It's weird. It's clear when I first do it, but it's only when it's cold in that bottle and then it congeals or whatever.
Well, and that could be it. I mean, here's the deal. With urine, it's everybody's urine is different, and what normal is for one person might not be normal for someone else. I mean, the temperature could be one issue. You could be dehydrated. You could not be drinking enough water. I mean, you need to be properly hydrated. Just to give you a rule of thumb, you need to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, minimum, bare minimum. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces every day. Now, if you're a bigger guy and you weigh 250 pounds, I mean, that's a lot of water, 125 ounces. But that's what you need to stay hydrated, to keep your body healthy and functioning at a high level. So it could be that. If you haven't been to your doctor, first and foremost, you always want to go in. I'm a huge test guy. The things rise and fall on the test. And you go in, see your doctor, and they can do a urine analysis and check a lot just in that little bit of a UA. And see if there's anything going on with your urine. You know, make sure the kidneys are okay. I mean, I know you say you feel healthy and everything's great and you're always a healthy guy. And that's the thing. But remember that 80% of a portion of our body breaks down when we have our first symptom. So that means that you could be trucking along feeling great, and 50% of your body, there could be an issue in one of your organ systems. You wouldn't even know it. Typically, 80% of something has to be broken down before we experience our first symptom. So just keep that in mind, and it's good to have a checkup. If you got anything weird going on, it's always good to go in and get at least some basic blood work and get a urine analysis just to make sure the body's okay, just to make sure everything's all right. But I'll get that checked out for sure, no doubt about it. I'd go in, just get a simple urine analysis, and maybe even just a CBC, which is a very, very basic blood test. And they can tell a lot by that. But get that checked out. Let me know. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Dr. Asa?
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Well, I've been dealing with tinnitus or tinnitus. I'm not sure exactly how it's pronounced.
Tinnitus. That's okay.
Tinnitus, ringing in the ears. I've had it for about a year. And I've been to all kinds of doctors, ear, nose, throat doctors, all that sort of stuff. And I go in, tell them what's going on, and they say live with it.
Yeah.
And it's
Western.
Yeah, I've got it so bad that I've got to take Ambien to sleep with. Otherwise, I never would. I guess at some point I would, but I just don't go to sleep. And anyway, that's the reason for my call.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Tinnitus is a real. It is, and that's why a lot of doctors just say, "Well, that's all we can do," or you know, live with it, or whatever the final verdict is. And it is a challenge. Now, is it more in your right ear or left ear? Or both?
The majority of the time it's in my right ear, but a lot of, like right now when I'm talking to you, I hear it. It's like it's in the center of my head and I hear it in both ears.
I got it. Is it something that, were you exposed to a lot of loud noises? What's your background as far as your hearing goes?
Oh, I'm in the printing business. I'm around printing equipment, printing presses, folders, things like that. I've been exposed to some noise, but, I mean, it's not an everyday thing.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
well, I don't think you have to be stuck. There is possibility. Remember, there's always hope, you know, to get our health
back.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, we don't ever lose that. And things can happen. Good things can happen. So here's kind of a nutshell of some things we do know. Now, with tinnitus, there can be root causes of it. And it can be damage. So if it is damage, that's hard to repair. So if it's from being around loud noises, printing equipment, whatever it might be, you know, people that are in the concert business and all that kind of thing, they have a lot of hearing issues. But the good news is that it could be food allergy related. So it's always worth trying that and seeing if the body can kick it out that way. Get rid of all the wheat in your diet, anything that has flour in it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Gluten is a big trigger for ringing in the ear in the right ear. Add in manganese. Manganese is a mineral. You can pick it up at your health food store. Add in some manganese. That's the number one deficiency for the left ear. Now, it might work, and it might not. But you just want to at least go that route first to see how the body responds. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Like Faker producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Well, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.